This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can.
What?
Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Yeah, well, tonight, welcome. We are so glad you're with us. Katie Fang will be with us in the second hour. Keep that music going. And we'll also have Kimberly Strassel joining us. We've got a lot to get to, a lot to cover. Because, friends, tonight you're coming to Radio Night Live so that you can be brought up to date on stuff that no one else is telling you about. You're not getting this information from the mainstream press. You're not getting it from the normal cable television networks. You're not getting what you should be getting. And the result is you're getting cheated. You're getting robbed. It's just wrong. Kevin McCullough saying, welcome aboard. It's Radio Night Live. So glad you... Oh, I'm wearing my hat. People at home might wonder. Actually, this is a cool hat. It's a baseball cap for those of you listening by way of radio. It's navy blue, and it has, actually, you can use the big board cam here, Nick. It's got the Flying Eagles insignia on it, and the Flying Eagles insignia is a division, it's a flight unit within the United States Navy, and they fly missions, of course, all over the place, and I'm wearing this hat a lot more these days. Because I care about our nation's defenses. I care about the men and women that are serving, that are putting themselves on the line. That Hillary Clinton, to be candid with you, is willing to just leave behind, lie to their families, and go to Congress and shrug her shoulders and say, what difference did it make? So you need to know, I'm going to wax very patriotic in the moments and days to come. Because this election is coming down to something huge. Not to sound like Donald Trump, but to be very, very candid, it's coming down to big, big, big principles. Much bigger than seven allegations being leveled at him, most of which get debunked within the first 24 hours that they're leveled. By the way, this is really a scandal. Nick's got the graphics on this. Earlier this week, Fox News put up a graphic that showed the amount of airtime that the mainstream networks, ABC, NBC News, and CBS, gave to the WikiLeaks download, which is an enormous amount of information. And we're gonna bust this wide open tonight, because there's a smoking gun in all of this that needs to be addressed. By the way, if you want to jump in on any of the conversation, it's 888-340-3373 to get on the show. But if you've got that graphic, the Trump scandals were given nearly 9 minutes to 30 seconds. So for every 9 minutes that ABC News covered it one night for Trump's allegations, they covered WikiLeaks for all of 30 seconds. NBC News that night covered Trump for 9 minutes. This is of their 30-minute newscast. They gave no mention to the WikiLeaks scandal at all. CBS did 5 minutes on Trump and 26 seconds on WikiLeaks. And then for the whole week, someone else compiled these numbers. The networks gave ABC, CBS, and NBC coverage gave 198 minutes to the allegations that have not been vetted at all. In fact, many of them being debunked faster than they can be leveled. And they gave 13 minutes to the Clinton WikiLeaks scandals, which, friends, we're going to bust this wide open tonight because they are actually of concern. We actually now have proof, for example, that what Hillary Clinton said was absolutely not true. In fact, you want to see the anatomy of a felony in process? Nick, put up the graphic. Yeah, here we go. This email came out middle of the week, and for those of you listening by way of radio, the top line says, from It is from John Podesta, that's the head of her campaign, to Cheryl Mills, that's the chief of staff of Hillary Clinton's staff, dated March 4th, 2015. Why is that significant? Because they were under subpoena as of March 3rd. The email then asks, think we should hold emails to and from POTUS. Why are they asking to hold emails? Because they've been told to turn over every email that they have. This is a smoking gun, and none of the networks covered it. Not one of the networks carried that graphic that I just showed on the television. Not one of the networks even described it in audio like I just did for the radio listeners. But we now know that the Clinton team, put it back up on the screen for me there, Nick. You know what they were doing? What this email proves, and I've got it scribbled all out there for those of you watching by way of television. It proved that there was evidence of collusion, conspiracy, and the suppression of evidence in two subpoenas, not just one, because a sitting court had also determined and issued an order of preservation on the Clinton emails. By the way, I put this up on social media. Within hours, it had been forwarded almost as more times than anything else I've ever posted before. Why? Because the media is not reporting the news. The media is not doing it. So we're going to do it for you. Coming up on tonight's show, Kimberly Strassel. She's written the book, The Intimidation Game. It goes into great detail about how these bureaucrats have been able to leverage their power to intimidate their opponents and to keep the American people ignorant. She will weigh in on this email in particular, the smoking gun, as I call it. She's coming back to us. She was last with us at the convention. Looking forward to having Kimberly Strassel back. She writes for the Wall Street Journal, and she also, like I said, has written the book, The Intimidation Game. Then at the top of the next hour in the Ladies' Lounge tonight, legal analyst for the Fox News Channel and Fox Business Network, Katie Fang, is going to join us. She's never been with us here on Saturday nights, but Katie has some really keen insight into another huge story this week, and that is that all of the people that worked on the investigation of Hillary Clinton's emails, all of the FBI agents, it was released this week, agreed unanimously that Hillary Clinton should have been charged and indicted for the handling of her emails and the national security information on her email server, her independent, illegal, never before been set up before, illegal server. All 100 of the FBI agents revealed through one agent source that worked on the information in the investigation. And this source said, yes, behind closed doors, all 100 FBI agents that worked on that case for months, giving up hours and hours of their lives away from their families, working to find the truth on this because she was lying at every turn. All 100 FBI agents of the Obama FBI department said she deserves to be indicted and charged. All 100 of them did. All six attorneys at the Department of Justice that worked on the case. Now, these are obviously FBI agents that are lower than Director Comey, and the attorneys are lower than Director Lynch, Loretta Lynch at the Department of Justice. But all six attorneys that worked on it and all 100 FBI agents that worked the case, after looking at the evidence and saying, what would happen in a normal case if this was just John Smith that came in and we had this evidence laid out? Oh, he would be indicted, he'd be charged, he'd be found guilty, he'd be in prison. So they did their work. They laid it all out. One of the FBI agents involved in the investigation said that when they were watching James Comey on July the 5th, they literally got sickened to their stomach, dismayed, disgusted. You had the feeling they were hurling in the trash can in the corner of the room because they realized he laid out all the evidence too. And then he said, but we're not going to indict her. Stunning revelation. At the top of the next hour, Katie Fang, who is a former prosecutor, will join me. She will tell us from a prosecutorial sense what difference any of that made. But what I also want to do is I want to take your calls all night long tonight because we have WikiLeaks story after WikiLeaks story that deserves to actually be on the front page of the New York Times tomorrow, of the Washington Post tomorrow, of the Chicago Tribune tomorrow, of the LA Times tomorrow. I'm going to call every one of these guys out because you should be printing these stories. We now know, for example, that WikiLeaks revealed some information that Hillary and her whole team debated about how to lie and cover up the actual evidence of what happened the night of Benghazi. Did you hear that anywhere? Was that on any? No. Go back to that Fox Business graphic, Nick, for my viewers at home tonight. Those of you listening by way of radio. Again, 198 minutes spent on Trump and his allegations and his affairs that never happened and the things that they were saying that he did that were disproven almost as quickly as they were put out. They spent a total of 13 minutes across ABC, CBS, NBC covering any of this. Did you know any of these WikiLeaks stories? What do you think of the fact that we now have proof, for example, that suppression of evidence took place? That's a felony. John Podesta, Cheryl Mills, Hillary Clinton deserve to go to jail for it. Coming back live from New York on Radio Night Live, I'm Kevin McCullough. Don't go.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, boys, boys.
Live from New York, good to have you with us. Thank you for being here. It is Radio Night Live, and we are thrilled to have my next guest back. Kimberly Strassel is one of my favorite writers at the Wall Street Journal. And in fact, she writes about very important stuff in her book, Intimidation Game, which takes a look at exactly the kind of manipulation and rules that the liberals have used for such a long time. And Kimberly, when we had talked off the air this week, it was very obvious that there were some things coming down in the WikiLeaks scandal. I'm so glad you're available to talk about it tonight. Welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone.
It is so nice to be here.
Okay.
Again.
Big, big story. The Podesta, Cheryl Mills thing. This should be the leading story on every news channel, every half hour, on the hour. Am I overstating the case, Kimberly Strassel?
No, not at all. Because, look, we have been trying to figure out now for more than a year what really happened with these emails, what the circumstances were that they were deleted. So now we have the chairman of Hillary Clinton's campaign sending an email to the woman who was her chief of staff at the State Department, then was the one who was in charge of deciding which emails would be deleted and not deleted, and then served as Hillary Clinton's private lawyer and is working on her campaign, Cheryl Mills. So an email from him to her saying, should we hold back the emails with POTUS? And I think this is really important, given the timing and everything. This happens on March 5th, 2015, and this is coming just as Mrs. Clinton has received a subpoena telling her to keep all of her emails.
Well, and there were a couple of things in play at that time, weren't there? Didn't the judge in the FOIA case already issue their finding as well, saying preserve? And how long until Congress was involved in the in subpoenaing? Right? I mean, there were numbers of people that wanted access to this record, and I'm sure the FBI, it would have been handy in the FBI's investigation as well. So the idea that they were colluding, that they were corrupt in that collusion, and that they were suppressing evidence? I mean, is suppression of evidence too big of a charge here?
No, I don't think it is, because look, so this is actually, that email came out on March 4th, 2015, okay? And at this point, this does matter, because by this point, Trey Gowdy had issued a subpoena ordering Clinton to preserve all of her emails. You are correct. And I'd have to go back and check, but I'm pretty sure, yes, that a federal judge has also issued an order of preservation. So she's under several legal obligations to keep these things and turn them over. And what this email conversation clearly gets to is that there are things that they're trying to be able to evade, escape from having to turn over. Because it's not just the beginning part of the email. It says, think we should hold emails to and from POTUS. That's the heart of his exec privilege. We can get them to ask for that. They may not care, but it seems like they will. Now, this is important because not long after this as well, too, Podesta, we have an email from him showing that he asked the chief of staff in the White House for a call, Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough. And so there's all kinds of things here. It looks as though maybe the campaign was working with the White House to try to assert a privilege so that she didn't have to turn over at least some of her emails. And this also brings into question, remember, how much President Obama knew about this service.
Right, right.
Because he, of course, said he found out about it along with everybody else. But we also have emails that have been disclosed and information that suggests that he probably did know much sooner.
If you're just joining us, that's the voice of Kimberly Strassel. I'm going to be unabashed about this. One of my favorite writers for the Wall Street Journal, and her book, The Intimidation Game, is well worth the read if you've not gotten to it. And Kim, you speak about this. These are the diametrically opposed to the way American life is supposed to operate, kind of rules, kind of techniques, kind of
sneaking around that the American people are afraid of their government carrying out, and it sets up this underclass, privileged class kind of idea. Anybody above the line, you get to do whatever you want. Everybody below the line, you've got to do it by the law and order books. And it sets up a very troubling precedent, number one, that they felt like that they could just act this way, but number two, the fact that they are seeking greater power. Kimberly, to me, this should be a lightning jolt, wake-up call to every American that finds out about it.
Yeah, I mean, everyone should understand that the Clintons and the Clinton menagerie, they operate under a completely different set of rules. They believe that they're entitled to operate under a different set of rules. Look, we have disclosure rules in the federal government, preservation rules in the federal government, which require our public officials to do their work on government-issued email accounts so that we can then later access those records unless they are a matter of national security or some other very limited exceptions. She deliberately went out of her way to set up a server so she could avoid that. We now have email conversations among her staff where it clearly is showing that she's trying to avoid it even further when she was caught. Okay, so she violates it the first time, and now they're having discussions about how they can make sure they still don't have to turn over emails to anybody. We know from the FBI investigation she got completely separate standard applied to her than anybody else. There was no convening of a grand jury. There was immunity handed out to all of her buddies. The same people that were being looked at in this probe and interviewed in this probe were allowed to represent her as lawyers. When she went in for her own interview, the interview didn't take place until a couple of days before Comey just said that there wasn't going to be any charges brought, or he would not recommend charges. So if there's anyone else, no one gets to behave this way. But
right.
Everyone listening to the show should imagine how she would exercise that double standard were she sitting in the Oval Office for herself and for her friends.
It's a frightening thought. I just want to get your final thoughts on the other big story of the week, the fact that the FBI and DOJ lawyers, all 100 of the field agents for the FBI, and all six of the trial attorneys that worked the case for DOJ and FBI and looking into the emails, actually, these are words from people that worked the case, dismayed, disgusted, and sickened. You picture them hurling in the trash can in the corner of the room when Comey said there wouldn't be a prosecution brought about. Your reaction to the fact that they unanimously, at the under levels of that investigation, all believed that she should have been charged criminally in this case?
Yeah, I mean, this can't be a surprise because, look, we're talking about career agents and career prosecutors who know very well, know better than anyone else how an investigation is supposed to run.
Right.
And who also devoted a year of their life to doing what it sounds like was a thorough job of trying to get to the bottom of this. And, of course, this comes from a story to Fox News in which it wasn't an anonymous FBI source, but Fox said that they had confirmed this person's role in the investigation and as an employee of the FBI. So we have no reason to doubt that source. And again, he said that the vast majority felt she should be prosecuted criminally, but at the very least, they unanimously all agreed she should be stripped of her security clearances.
Yeah.
And of course, had that happened, she couldn't run for the president of the United States because, of course, you need security clearances if you're POTUS.
Kimberly, I think the election just took yet one more odd and strange twist. We have not reached the end of the road for election 2016 just yet, but thanks for your insights today.
Yep, buckle up.
All right. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us live from New York. If you're just joining us, if you're watching on Biz TV, that's a beautiful shot of not only the Brooklyn Bridge, but also the Queensboro Bridge over the East River from Manhattan into Queens in Brooklyn. So Kevin McCullough saying thank you for making us your choice. We're here every Saturday night on Biz TV and great radio stations from the Salem Media Group and also the Genesis Communication Network making that possible. And then Biz TV, of course, putting us in 66 million television households every Saturday. Please come on back. It doesn't cost you anything. If you're not in an area where you can get it online at TheBingeThinker.com. But I want to take your calls. Because this is the stuff that the election should be being determined by. all of these women that are making these stories up now, and they are, a bunch of them have been, I've already been proven to be completely false. That's sucking up all the oxygen. Put that graphic back up on the screen one more time, Nick. I want my viewers at home to really understand 198 minutes in this last week of network coverage of Donald Trump's allegations against 13 minutes. 198 to 13. 13 covering the actual substance of the emails. You're getting more coverage of the emails tonight right on this broadcast than you found almost anywhere else in network television. And why does that matter? If you just joined us, put that graphic up one more time. Here's the email. John Podesta says to Cheryl Mills, he's the head of the campaign, she's chief of staff. They're under subpoena by at least 24 hours, and on the day after they went under subpoena, they collude, conspire, and seek to suppress evidence. They say, do you think we should hold back the emails that are to and from the president? Meaning they're not gonna give over the emails as they're commanded to by lawful authorities. These people are crooks. John Podesta, Cheryl Mills, and Hillary Clinton should be going on trial for this activity, and the networks won't cover it. How do you feel about that, America? I've got phone lines open. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to Dallas and talk to Dana first on line two. Hello, Dana. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you for your show. I just wanted to put my 2 cents worth in. I feel that Hillary Clinton committed treason and that she should be tried for murder. And I base this on the emails that have been destroyed and hidden that have to do with Benghazi. I encourage everyone listening to watch that movie, 13 Hours. This is what a lot of those emails that were destroyed was about. The four Americans killed in Benghazi,
right,
during that 13-hour uprising. Two Americans and two CIA agents.
Well, not only did she fail in that effort, but then when they came back, she lied to their families' faces, and then she went, yes, to Congress and, yes, said, well, what, yes, difference does it make?
That's right. I saw that when she was doing it. And there's one more thing I want to add. I'm 68, and I've had a very poor opinion of the CIA for a very, very long time. But I tell you what, I cried during that movie because those guys were heroes.
Mm.
There was only 8 of those guys fighting all that stuff, all those hours, and they lost 2 of those agents, and 4 of them retired then afterwards. It tells you this at the end of the movie. But those guys, if there was ever any heroes today, it was those agents that were in Benghazi because they got no help.
Dana, you're speaking more truth than you realize, because when you understand that it was only 8 guys that held off this whole cell of basically Al-Qaeda terrorists.
And it was
It was a two-fold attack, and they had mortars, and they had heavy weapons, they had all this stuff.
Yes.
And when you understand,
yes,
that the president, we don't know where he was all night, and Hillary Clinton told the number 2 in Libya, I'll call you right back, that guy's still waiting for her call, and we had airplanes ready to go.
Yes.
That could have been,
yes,
there within, yes, 6 hours, and it was 13 hours in a fight.
They did nothing. She committed treason because I don't care, give a damn what they say. We're still in war over there in Afghanistan, in Iraq. I don't care if it's not declared. It's like a police action, like Vietnam and everything else. We are still in war. She committed treason.
Dana, I appreciate your
thinking history.
I appreciate your passion and your call. Thank you for getting us started tonight. Here's the thing, friends. 888-340-3373. I'm going to pound this home until you so had this memorized in your head. Put the email on the screen one more time. John Podesta, on the 4th of March, 2015, one day after being subpoenaed by the Congress and already under subpoena by a judge to preserve all emails, said and to turn them over, says to the chief of staff of Hillary Clinton, do you think we should hold the emails to and from POTUS? This email proves a number of crimes. It proves collusion. It proves conspiracy. It proves suppression of evidence. And thus far, the networks refuse to talk about it. But, friends, it's out there. By the way, this image is posted on my Facebook page. You can go and get a copy of it and forward it to everybody you know as well. I've also got it on Twitter. Kevin McCullough is my name. Thank you for being here. We're so glad that you're with us. Take more of your calls when we continue. It's Radio Night Live from New York.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
1681. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us live from New York every Saturday night, live shot of Times Square, and it's a beautiful, beautiful, it was a perfect, perfect fall day today. We did the pumpkin patch thing with the little ankle biters, and they're running around, picking up pumpkins, and by the way, the little baby Charlotte, now she's doing it. And she pick them up, and she, like, barely can hold it and drops it. And, you know, we break that one, got to buy that one. I don't know how many pumpkins. I think we bought, like, six pumpkins today. We wanted two. Welcome. It's been a really disastrous news week because the news industry has basically said, to hell with telling anything about the news. We're just going to do what we want to do. So these people making up stories about girls that said that Trump did this, Trump did that. By the way, one of them that's already been debunked, the girl on the airplane, this is really sad, but When's the last time Trump flew commercial? Ever hear of a thing called Trump Airlines? You ever see the big fat jet? It's nicer than Hillary's, actually, that he flies into these places. I don't think he was just sitting in some airplane seat. Just, you know, what'd she call it? She said he was like an octopus. All over him. All over her. It's like Hank from Finding Dory. Anyway, that story's been debunked, and there are a bunch of others. In fact, they got the former contestant that from Apprentice, and she comes on. You say, well, you know, he said this. Turns out in April, she wrote the most glowing letter ever written to Donald Trump. Thank you, Mr. Trump, for all your kindness. I could never have done this without you. Oh, you're the best human being on the planet. Till Gloria Allred gets a hold of you. Anyway, the fact that most of these girls have direct connections to the Clinton Foundation or to Hillary herself, and the media is not vetting any of this stuff. They're not going through the details. They're not making them square their stories. They're just rushing right to print. Oh, get them on as quick as you can. Doesn't matter if their story adds up. Meanwhile, look at this again. An email that says it proves three crimes minimum. Collusion, conspiracy, and suppression of evidence. Podesta and Mills and whoever else had access to this email should be in jail because they ignored the subpoena of a lawful court and the subpoena of the United States Congress. By the way, a lot of people forget this. All those emails that were on Hillary's server, they belong to us. They're not her emails. They're we the people's emails. We have a right to know what's in them. 888-340-3373. Brought to you tonight by MyPillow. Love Mike Lindell. He's still helping you get the best night's sleep guaranteed. I'll tell you more about that coming up. Let's go to line one. Walt's in Pennsylvania tonight. Hello, Walt.
Hi, buddy. Hey, I think it's obvious that neither the Clintons nor Donald Trump can pretend to be a quote-unquote holier than thou or without sin vis-a-vis the sex issue. So their respective sexual peccadilloes, Kevin, that should cancel each other out. I think that's what really sad in all of this is that a great part of the American people are allowing themselves, are allowing their intelligence to be insulted by Hillary and the Democrats. It's really sad.
Well, you know what's interesting about that, Walt? And this wasn't represented in a lot of the polls at the end of the week, but one polling company, the Rasmussen poll, tracked, they do a daily track. Monday she was up 7, Tuesday she was up 5, Wednesday she was up 4. By Thursday, Trump had taken the lead again in the Rasmussen poll. And Rasmussen's actually one of the few polls where he is transparent about his weighting. You can go on his website and you can see how he weights the poll on an average day. And he didn't change the weighting. In other words, he didn't start polling more Republicans or fewer Democrats or anything like that. He kept the weighting pretty much the same the whole way through. So that was a documented switch in. And you know what I think it is? I think the American people are going, really? You have all these hussies that are on the take for Hillary, and they're getting paid money, and they're making up stories, and none of them make sense, and you're having to, you know, walk through a pile of cow manure to get to the truth of any of them. And in the meantime, you have actual evidence of felonies being committed, a felony in process with that email alone. And it's like, and the media is going to ignore. I think people have had enough. I think they're going to say, to hell with all of this. We're burning it down. And we want Trump to go in there and do his job. I have a weird feeling that Trump's going to end up winning, even though all the polls say that he can't right now. And I heard Karl Rove before I was on the air. He was all like, oh, well, you know, he's talking about all the wrong stuff. And that may be true. He should be on the attack against Hillary with these emails, with the stuff that's coming out of WikiLeaks. Thanks for the call, Walt. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Two phone lines open. Did you know that we have evidence that Hillary's team colluded, conspired, and suppressed evidence? Those are felonies, by the way. That we have proof of it. I'll show it to you on your TV screen. Take a look right now. Nick's putting it back up again. That is a felony in process. It's a felony in process. It's an email from John Podesta to Cheryl Mills. That's the head of the campaign to the chief of staff. It's dated the day after a subpoena has been leveled, and it asks, should we basically cheat the subpoena? Should we not turn over the emails that the subpoena instructs us to turn over? That's what that email demonstrates. It's evidence of a crime on three different levels at least. Where's the media? Where's NBC? Where's CBS? Where's ABC? Where's CNN? Oh, here they are. They spent all of 198 minutes talking about the phony hussies. And all of a sudden, they only could find time for 13 minutes this last week to cover the substance of these actual crimes. 888-340-3373. Frank is in Des Moines, Iowa, listening to us tonight on The Truth. Hello, Frank. Thanks for being here.
Hello. Hello, Kevin. First off, what this proves is anybody who sent or received a email from Hillary, including Obama, knew she was running an illegal server.
Yep.
So they're complicit.
That's what Strassel said. You heard her say it. She said
the investigation was squashed.
That's what Strassel said. She said that pulls Obama directly into this. So now you got POTUS on the hook.
Absolutely. And Julian Epstein was on O'Reilly with Britt Baer and acknowledged that much, that there would have been emails between Obama and Hillary announced the day after the IG report came out. She said basically somebody's going to have some explaining to do because anybody that received an email from me or sent one is complicit in this, if you can go back and find that footage.
Yep.
But I want to ask a question to you and your listeners. Can anybody remember one woman that Herman Cain supposedly harassed?
Yeah.
Because the media is not going to follow up on that. This is a hit piece.
Yep.
If these women were legit, they would have come out a year ago.
I got you, Frank. We're up against the break. Good point. Great point. It's Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York. Don't go away. More of your calls next.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From New York, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We were scheduled to have Carol Markowitz join us, you know, our favorite gal from the New York Post, but she had something come up, and so I'm so grateful for Kimberly Strassel and Katie Fang being willing to step in. But Carol will be with us next week, right back here. She's just one of the wittiest and one of my favorite writers in the media today. And even though she spent a good chunk of this campaign being Never Trump, I just have such respect for her integrity and who she is. She'll be back with us at, next week here on Radio Night Live, so don't miss that. But I want to take some more calls as we round out this hour with Kevin McCullough here on this Saturday evening. And let's go to line one. Steve in Tampa listening to AM 820. Steve, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough on Radio Night Live.
Yeah, how you doing, sir?
Good.
Okay, first of all, you keep talking about the media, but you are the media, okay? You're paid by ABC, NBC, CBS. You're the media, okay? This whole election is a con, okay?
I'm not paid by CBS, ABC, or NBC. What are you talking about?
Who pays your paycheck? The companies that pay for our government, that are bought and paid our government.
Okay.
Correct.
So
you
what?
Are the media. All the Trump stuff, you just repeat. You just repeat all this negative Trump stuff. Okay? You have the airwaves. Okay? Now,
I'm talking about Hillary tonight, sir. Wait, Steve, hold on. Grow up a second. I'm not talking about Trump. I'm talking about Hillary. I'm dealing with the scandal that has not been covered with Hillary's violation and breaking of laws. How is that dumping on Trump?
You control the whole conversation. You control the whole conversation, okay? America, it's a lot worse than you think. You think you're choosing between this Trump, Hillary, okay? It's a lot worse. This is not a legitimate election. What do you think about that, buddy?
Do you have any evidence to back up your claim?
Yeah, I can listen to your radio show. Okay.
Do you have any actual evidence that you can support to say that the election is being rigged?
Sir, I have evidence from the last 2 years. Okay, there's FBI, CIA agents that see all this and know what's going on. Okay, right. America, right. you are in trouble. Okay, right. It's not this little right. Trump bashing. You know, he's not your knight in shining
bashing,
armor.
I'm not bashing Trump, and I'm not calling him the knight in shining armor.
Okay. But the only thing going on here, sir, in America is, you know, you're being conned by this radio show, because that is the media. But this country's been flooded with
okay.
cheaper labor.
Thanks, Steve. I gave you a good long shot at it, but you sound like you're off your meds or something. Here's the thing. There is no company, actually, that owns this show. My company owns this show. I own the media company that produces this broadcast. And yes, I have great partnerships with Biz TV and Salem Media Group and Genesis Communications, but none of them pay me a check to do this show. I have to go out and earn the support on its own. So I appreciate your conspiracy theory, but it's kind of weird, actually. But you know, it's not a weird conspiracy. Hillary, she conned you. We'll talk about it with Katie Fang coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
One, that's 888. 888-